And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, Graft in the Hospital, which first aired on March 25th, 1940. Starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy.
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach. The Green Hornet. Valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato! We're out to smash a hospital racket!
Get on that phone. Call the General Hospital.
Something's dead, Gunnigan. You can't get no information from Dr. Wakefield. You had every report in the place trying to talk with him.
And you're my last resort. Go on. See what you can dig up.
Well, I know one of the ambulance drivers over the General Hospital.
Okay, try him. Anything. The Sentinel wants to get a story on the patient who died. Hello. Daily Sentinel. Gunnigan talking. Jinx, you're at the hospital now? Well, catch. Oh. Okay. Keep trying.
Hey, Gunnigan.
Got anything, Lowry?
I can't get the first base, Chief. Looks like this is one story that isn't getting into print.
Oh, I said, Lowry, it's me, Jinx.
What's all the excitement, Gunnigan?
Reed, glad you're here. Maybe you can give us some idea about cracking into General Hospital.
What's the story?
There is no story, boss.
What about General Hospital? What goes on?
Get this, Reed. Dr. Wakefield operated on a patient last night, and the patient died. This morning, we got a formal announcement from the board of directors of the hospital that they're investigating.
And what?
And nothing. That's all. Just investigating.
I see. Well, can't you find out whether Dr. Wakefield is being put on the pan by the board to blame him for the patient's death?
We don't know, Reed. All your so-called reporters have been able to collect is a batch of rumors. You can't print rumors.
Oh, lay off, Gunnigan. What else do you expect us to do?
I expect one of you lame brains to get into that hospital. I want a statement from Wakefield.
Easy, Gunnigan. Bring me up to date. What are these rumors?
Racket rumors, Reed. Political racket.
In the hospital?
The General Hospital is supported largely with city funds, Reed.
Well?
Well, you remember just recently after the last election, a couple of slightly rancid politicals got in.
Oh, yeah. Johnson and Leggett, weren't they? They were made members of the hospital board.
Yeah, that's right. And, Reed, rumor has it that Johnson and Leggett are running the General Hospital, taking a cut from all the money spent in that hospital.
From what those two have done in the past, it sounds very likely.
There's plenty of chance for graft, boss. They could demand kickbacks on food sold to the hospital. They could cut down the numbers of wards and boost the number of private rooms so they collect more dough for themselves.
They could, but are they?
Dr. Wakefield is senior physician at General Reed. If we could get to him, maybe we'd learn the facts.
Well, if you ask me, Wakefield is making it tough for those two crooks, so they're trying to blacken his reputation.
Who are you calling, Reed?
Miss Case, Gunnigan.
Hey, Gunnigan. I spoke to my friend which drives an ambulance for the General Hospital, but he says he can't do much for us.
Is he willing to help, actually?
Huh? Well, Scotty Reed, he's willing to, but he says...
In that case... Oh, Miss Case, this is Mr. Reed.
Yes, sir.
Drop whatever you're doing in Tamara. I'm at Gunnigan's desk in the newsroom.
On my way.
Casey? What good is Casey?
You got an idea, Reed?
You want to get into that hospital, right?
Holy cow, Reed, it ain't no use.
Of course, we tried every way there is.
Every way but one, Lowry.
Eh?
Well, plenty, Miss Case. You're going out with Lowry and Axford.
I can't say it's a pleasure.
None of your lip, Casey.
Come on, Reed. Spill it. What have you got up your sleeve?
Axford, get on that phone and call this friend of yours at General Hospital.
Again?
Tell him he's going to do a favor for the Sentinel, and we'll fix him up for it.
But, golly, he can't do nothing. I already...
Don't argue, Axford. I'll even bring over a couple of white coats and a stretcher. We'll use his ambulance. Now get busy.
Okay, Reed, if you say
ambulance.
So.
Stretcher?
Hey, what is this?
Case, you're going to be on that stretcher.
Me? Well, there's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, but it's going to look that way. Oh, Axford.
Jerry.
Tell your friends you want white coats that'll fit you and Lowry.
I wish I knew what this was all about.
Gunnigan, you were trying to get a statement from Dr. Wakefield.
Sure, we're
Close every other newspaper in town. Lowry and Axford are going right in.
Boss, General Hospital is jam-solid with reporters trying to get in. Do you expect us to just walk right through them?
Exactly, Lowry. With a stretcher between you.
Give me a hand with the stretcher.
Hey, take it easy, Axford. You almost dumped me out.
Shut up, Casey. You're supposed to be awful thick.
Here's the door. Now get it. We march right on through. And for Pete's sake, when we get to Wakefield's office, I'll do the talking. Get it? I'll do all the talking.
Come on, nurse. What about that statement?
Listen, Sister
Clarion. Dr. Wakefield's busy.
How that patient died? Who's responsible? Johnston and Liggett giving Wakefield the hebo?
There are no statements for the press. Now, please, one side. Can't you see these attendants are bringing a stretcher here?
One side, please, one side.
Hey, you can't go in the office. Stretcher cases have to go to the receiving station.
In a hurry, nurse. Dr. Wakefield wants his case brought right into his office.
Oh, everything's upset. Go ahead.
Take it easy, Wakefield. Never mind those reporters outside.
You and Liggett issued a statement, Johnstone. As head physician, I should have the same right.
Dr. Wakefield, please.
I'll talk if I want to, Liggett.
No.
Never mind the soft soap, Johnston. There was only one reason for that patient dying last night. And it was not due to faulty operative technique.
Just what do you mean?
That man was murdered. And you and Liggett are the murderers.
The man's mad.
Am I? Perhaps I am mad clear through. I fought to keep you two vultures from getting control of the board of this hospital all the way. But I'm not a politician. I'm a doctor.
Then suppose you stop meddling with affairs that don't concern you.
This hospital concerns me. It's my life. I let you get away with grafting the hospital funds where it hasn't been so vital to our patients. But only because I thought I'd be more valuable inside the hospital instead of out.
You're not out yet, Wakefield.
I would have been if I'd tried to expose your food racket and your chiseling on other contracts.
And why fuss now?
Because when you tamper with the hospital equipment, you're going too far.
Wakefield, as purchasing agent for General Hospital, I...
You wouldn't know exactly why that patient died last night.
Now, Wakefield...
You don't, but I'll tell you. The new equipment you bought, it wasn't new at all. It was 40 clips, sutures.
Dr. Wakefield, the time to bring that up was before the purchase. You inspected the samples we planned to buy. The
samples were entirely different. Where'd you pick up that stuff, Liggett? It's a crime to buy it and a crime to sell it.
Well, if I were you, Wakefield, I wouldn't carry this any farther.
Thank the Lord you're not me.
If you act tough, we can act tougher.
Those reporters are... What are you driving at?
We have issued a statement saying that we were investigating that patient's death. Suppose we find that you were responsible.
What?
We're just supposing, Wakefield.
Oh, so that's it. A threat.
Nothing of the sort. I'm just asking you to be sensible.
Sensible? After the equipment you handed me?
Forget the equipment. We'll see that all equipment from now on is as represented. Strictly as represented.
I see. If I were crooked, you'd offer me money. This way
this
you...
This way, your lovely hospital will be able to care for its patients. There will be no murder, as you put it, on your hands. Don't meddle in our affairs.
Everything about this hospital is my affair.
Then don't go too far. As you said, you can help the hospital a lot more inside than out. And you will be out.
Leave me out of that, Doc. I'll miss him.
What is this?
Who the devil are you?
Come on, Johnstone. I'm going to beat you to a rattle.
Get away from me. Liggett, have this attendant discharged.
He's not an attendant.
What is all this?
Dr. Wakefield, will you tell your story to the Sentinel?
Sentinel? Newspaper man. Get out of here. Get out.
Let me take a poke at him, Lowry.
Liggett, call the orderlies. Call the intern.
Come on, Dr. Wakefield. What do you say? Let's have some more facts.
Orderly.
Orderly.
How did these newspaper men get in here?
Hello? Yes?
Brett Reed speaking. Oh, they were, huh? Well, good for them. Of course they went to your hospital at my orders.
Oh, I see.
Well, you can do as you like, Johnston. You may not like the way the Sentinel gets its news. Go ahead. That's your privilege. Goodbye.
Johnston Reed.
Doing a burn-up, Gunnigan. Looks as if Lowry and Axford were successful.
They saw Wakefield?
From the way Johnstone was fuming, they not only saw him, but they got a lot out of him. Johnstone was threatening a suit if the Sentinel printed anything.
Hey, that sounds like something.
Hey, boss, Charlie Reed, did we learn stuff about the General Hospital?
Yeah, you look a little battered up, Lowry.
Yeah, boss, they tossed us out of the hospital bodily.
Any bruises?
No, Reed, but a couple of them hospital orderlies has black eyes.
What about Casey? She all right?
Yeah, fit as a fiddle. She's in the outer office now, holding down her desk.
All right, let's have it. Did you get anything out of Wakefield?
Dynamite, boss, just plain dynamite. We were right about Johnstone running a racket in the General Hospital.
Dr. Wakefield isn't in on it?
Not Wakefield. He's as straight as a string, boss. It's Johnstone and Liggett all the way.
If it wasn't that he figured he'd be doing more good staying at the hospital, Dr. Wakefield would have done something long ago.
What about that patient last night?
Dr. Wakefield accused Johnstone and Liggett of buying poor equipment.
You heard that? In so many words?
Absolutely.
Reed, it looks like the Sentinel has a yarn that'll raise the roof.
Yes, Miss Case, what is it?
The telegram. It just came by messenger.
What's it about, Reed?
Oh, it's from Wakefield.
Huh?
Yeah, Gunnigan, addressed to me.
Well, what's the matter, boss?
Well, it looks like your trip to the hospital turned out to be a dud, Lowry.
What?
Suffering snakes. You mean Wakefield ain't going to talk?
Not according to this. Dr. Wakefield says that inasmuch as he's unable to furnish proof of what he believes, he feels that it's best for him to remain at the hospital as long as his services are needed.
Well, how do you like that? A nice, juicy graph story, and it goes bang. Right nothing.
I might have known it. If Wakefield had the proof, he'd be over here now.
As it is.
As it is, Lowry, we're sunk. We can't print anything. We haven't got a leg to stand on.
Holy mackerel, after all that work.
Johnny Reed, leave me and Lowry go back and talk to Wakefield tonight. If he changes his mind once, maybe he'll do it again.
Might as well, Reed. It's worth a try.
Well, I don't know. Okay, go ahead. After all, you may run into something the Sentinel can use.
Who's that?
Oh, Dr. Wakefield, you're so nervous.
Oh, it's you, nurse. Are those reporters still out there?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell them they're wasting their time. My decision is final.
Very well.
My mind's made up. I've done the right thing. If I talk to those reporters, they'd be forced to leave the hospital. Johnston and Liggett would see to that. But still, it's the only way. I'll have to fight them from inside. In the hospital where I belong.
Wakefield.
What? Who's that?
Make sure you don't talk.
Who are... Mask, you...
Don't tell those reporters anything, you understand?
You've got a gun, you... You are the Green Hornet.
Keep your mouth shut about Johnston and Liggett, and you won't get hurt.
How did you get in here?
The same way I'm leaving, by this ground floor window.
So they sent you to threaten me, Johnston and Liggett.
Keep your mouth shut.
They can't intimidate me. I'll tell all I know, all about the equipment, all about Robertson.
Robertson? What about Robertson?
He sells the food to the hospital. Has Johnston back a cut. No wonder the food isn't good here. But you know all this. If I could only...
But you can't, Wakefield. So don't try.
Go ahead if you're going to shoot.
Not this time, Wakefield. Just remember what I said. If you don't, I'll be back.
Wait, Hornet. Mr. Green, Hornet, help! Help! The Hornet!
Quick, Cato, get the Black Beauty out of here. Hurry!
There he goes, the Hornet!
Put that car.
Hurry,
Carl, now.
Look,
it's the Green Hornet. The Green Hornet. He was calling on Wakefield.
Holy mackerel, where's the phone?
Green Hornet, the General Hospital. Call some Dr. Wakefield. Read all about it. Wakefield threatened by a hornet. Threatened electricity. Paper!
yarn a honey, Edward.
We seen the Hornet Carrigan. Scotty, the Hornet was right in with Dr. Wakefield making trips.
Good thing you and Larry phoned it right in. I was able to slip it in the early edition. We scooped the town.
But I got something else for you, Gunnigan.
You done plenty, Edward. I take back all I said about you. You're turning into a newspaper man.
Well, see, hear what I dug up this morning.
Last night's story on the Hornet was... Huh? What's that? This morning?
I just come from the hospital, and this thing's topsy-turvy.
What happened this morning?
You've never seen so much fuss.
Give it. What goes on?
Dr. Wakefield's been tossed out.
What?
He's been suspended or removed from active service or whatever you call it.
He isn't head physician anymore?
You recall how all this started? Before the Hornet popped into the picture?
Sure. That statement the board of directors about investigating the death of that patient.
That's the one. Jumping catfish.
You mean Johnson and Leggett carried out that threat?
They run things, don't they?
Well, I'll be a loaded cap pistol. Those racketeers stick the Green Hornet on an honest man and this... Hold it, Ashford. Yeah, Gunnigan talking.
Mr. Reed wants you in his office, Gunnigan.
In his office? What's up, Casey?
A visitor, Gunnigan. Dr. Wakefield.
Wakefield? Okay, Casey. I'll be in there before you hang up.
Hey, where are you going?
With your thumbs, Ashford. Dr. Wakefield's in Reed's office now. Here's where we get the dope firsthand.
Mr. Reed, there's no doubt of it. I'm certain the Hornet is working with Johnstone and Liggett.
What do you think, Gunnigan?
What I've heard since I came in here, the doc's absolutely right, Reed.
But the Sentinel needs facts, Dr. Wakefield. Can't you...
Unfortunately, no. It's obvious on the face of it that the hospital money is being used for graft and kickbacks. But it will take an investigating committee to show them up.
And what happens meanwhile?
Meanwhile, Johnstone and Liggett... stay in the saddle.
Yeah, and you're out. Larry, it's a dirty, rotten...
That won't get us any place, Larry.
That's the trouble, Reed. Nothing will get us any place. Investigating committee. Bah! A Torres is a speed demon compared to some of the committees I know about.
Besides, Johnston has political pull. He can stall an investigation for a good long time.
Long enough to make me the good. He's already going into that angle.
Well, where's the Sentinel stand on this, Reed? Do we demand an investigation? Do we back up Dr. Wakefield?
Or do we what? What else is there to do? The Sentinel's opposed to graft and corruption wherever we find it. Sorry.
Yeah, boss?
You stick with Dr. Wakefield. Dig into everything he tells you.
Okay, Doc, let's get started.
And Gunnigan, I want every man you can spare shoved on this.
Check, Reed.
And double-check, Gunnigan. Work on Johnston, on Liggett, and dig into this Green Hornet angle. And let me know what you get.
I'm morally certain that a man named Robertson who supplies the hospital food is doctoring his bills and paying a cut to Johnston and Liggett.
Keep going, Doc. We'll cover every angle like the boss said.
You and Danny see this guy Robertson has to say. Report back. Ackford, get after your friend in the hospital. Hawk, I want you to dig back a little later.
I couldn't get nothing but a lot of talk, Gunnigan. Should I keep trying or...
There must be more than that.
Oh, there's nothing new, Mr. Reed. As far as the Green Hornet's concerned, everybody denies having a...
Looks like we're stymied, Reed. Yeah, I'll call at your apartment tonight. I'm sticking around just in case, but it looks like we're stuck cold.
The phone, Miss Britt.
Never mind. I'll take it, Cato. You look after these things.
Farewell.
Hello? Oh, yes, Gunnigan. I've been expecting your call. You got anything on the hospital situation? I see. Well, then we'll just have to hope the investigation uncovers something. Now, don't give up the ghost. After all, we knew we couldn't get very far. Okay. Yes, that's all. Good night. Well, that's that. Cato.
Yes, Mr. Edson.
Looks like it's up to the Green Hornet to carry this through.
There's no other way?
Only an investigation, Cato. That may take months. And those rats won't be standing still during that time. They'll be covering their tracks.
I see.
I had hoped that it wouldn't be necessary to go out again as the Hornet, but I had a feeling this would happen. You've checked the gas gun and the Black Beauty?
Yes, sir.
Good. Then we can start moving.
Very dangerous.
Whenever we go out as the Green Hornet, it's dangerous, Cato. You and I are the only ones to know that I'm the Green Hornet.
That is true.
And it's up to us to see that the secret doesn't get out. If it does, we go in, straight into jail behind bars.
Then why not?
We're only discussing it, Cato. This hospital serves the community. It's a public service. And we're going to see that it stays that way.
Who are you calling, Mr. Bitt?
Got the Green Hornet mask and the gas weapon ready. I'll be going as soon as this is over.
Hello?
Johnstone?
Yes, who's talking?
The Sentinel's starting an investigation.
Who is this?
You'd better get busy. Get rid of anything you have, any evidence.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't get cagey with me, Johnstone. I'm not a reporter. I'm your pal, just giving you a tip.
I don't know you.
No one does, Johnston. This is the Green Hornet.
The Hornet?
Goodbye.
Okay, Cato, open the secret panel. We're moving out.
Behind the secret panel in Britt Reed's bedroom, a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house led directly to an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building was in reality the hiding place of the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, car of the Green Hornet.
You take the wheel, Cato.
Who are you talking to, Mr. Vett?
Little Johnstone, but we're not calling on him right now.
No?
Johnstone got his tip from the Hornet. By the time he starts acting on that tip, we'll be where we can take a hand ourselves. Now, here's the address I want you to go to. It shouldn't take long in the Black Beauty.
No, sir.
Then step on it. When Johnston calls there, the Hornet will be waiting.
Minutes.
What's the trouble, Johnstone? I came over as soon as you called me.
Plenty of trouble, Liggett. The Sentinel's pumping for an investigation.
Let him. Anyway, we knew that was coming.
But the Hornet's in it, too.
Again?
That's why I called you. The Hornet phoned, said to get rid of any evidence.
So what? We do that anyhow.
Sure. But I think we'd better do it sooner than we figured. Now that the Hornet's stepping in, there may be even more cause for speed.
You're calling Robertson?
Right. About the food contracts for the hospital. Wait a minute now.
Hello?
Robertson, this is Johnstone. You keep a double entry of the food you sell us, don't you?
Well, I...
You can talk. It's okay. Liggett is here with me.
Naturally, I have to protect myself.
Well, get rid of anything you have that'll connect us up.
Now, wait a minute, Johnston. I don't see any reason for that. I've been selling to the General Hospital for a long time. We've never had any
don't
trouble.
Don't be a fool, Robertson. I've been paying you a nice kickback all along. How do I know you won't cross me up and get some other food dealer to play ball?
Listen, you chiseling rat. I tell you that's necessary. There's an investigation coming.
Well, I'll,
You what?
Johnson.
What's the matter with you? You sound scared to death.
Drop that paw.
It's the Hornet.
What?
I told you to drop it.
No, let go.
I make this paw down. Stay there.
No, don't you. Don't.
Stay there. I'll answer this paw, and don't move while I'm doing it.
Robertson. What's going on there? What?
Robertson, this is the Hornet.
What?
We won't need Robertson. I'll look after him personally.
Where's Robertson? Let me talk to him.
All settled. We're in this together.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll do it right now. You and Liggett better get over here fast so we can check his books.
What the devil are you
doing? That's right. We'll get a bigger cut from another food dealer.
You can't do that. Wait, hold on.
Then you better come over. You understand?
We'll be there. Tell Robertson everything is all right.
Goodbye, Justin. I'll tell him.
Tell me what? What's going on?
Stand up, Robertson. You're all through.
You don't need that cut.
You're washed up. Finished.
What are you going to do?
You heard me talking on the phone, didn't you? What did it sound like?
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, I heard you. You're in with Johnston and Liggett. I could tell that, but...
Pretty smart, aren't you?
But listen, Hornet, I didn't know you were in with them. I'll keep my mouth shut if that's what they're worried about.
Dr. Wakefield didn't keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, but you can have the records I got. I don't want them.
Where are they?
I got them right here in the desk.
Get back! I'll get them myself.
Those are the ones. Those two big books. That one with the red cover. It's got the whole hospital account in it. How much I charged. How much I paid back to Johnson and Liggett. The whole works.
Oh, they chiseled plenty, didn't they?
I won't make any trouble, Hornet. I'll keep my mouth shut. I won't say a word when this investigation...
You won't have to. The books talk for you.
Burn them up. Go ahead. Anything you say. Honest, if I'd known you were in this... Hornet,
shut up.
Just don't shoot me. That's
I
all
said, shut up. I want to look through these figures. By the time Liggett and Johnson show up, I'll know just what to do with you.
There. Someone at the door. Must be looking.
Wait a minute, Robertson.
But Hornet, you said they'd be over.
Just to make sure, Robertson, I'll get rid of this book first. Open the window.
You can't get rid of it that way. There's nothing out there but an alley.
That's better than having it here in this place. You know, we picked this up afterward. The book's in the alley. Now answer the door.
No wonder Johnson and Liggett want you in with them. You think of everything.
I try to.
Where is he, Robertson? Where's the Hornet?
Close that door, Robertson.
Oh, there you are. What did you mean, threatening me over the phone?
Take it easy, Johnston. I'll do the ordering here.
If you're trying to muscle in on us, Hornet, you're making a bad mistake.
Am I?
Oh, wait a minute. What about me?
You? What do you mean?
You can stop the song and dance. I know the Hornet's in with you. You're sending here to rub me out.
Don't be a fool, Robertson. The Hornet's trying to hold
us. Never mind that.
There's no need to bluff any longer.
Bluff? Who's
cut it.
But Robertson,
I said cut it.
Man, that's better. Sure, Robertson thinks I'm working with you. He thinks I get a cut of the hospital money you control.
Yeah, I not only think so, I can prove it now.
Yeah, you see, he's dangerous. I'll get him out of the way, then there won't be any trouble.
What is this?
You can't... What's
that?
The door.
Open up. It's the police.
Police?
Send us in behind. I see them. That's the door, though.
Out the back way, quick. Where's the Hornet?
Get back, all of you.
Hornet, please. Hornet, we're coming after
you. Count the guns.
Stop it.
The next one gets the same. I'm going alone.
He shot. Breathe.
Gotta get out of here.
Oh, you don't leave.
Stand
where you are.
The Hornet was here. He shot Johnston. Hurry, he went out the back way.
The back way? Stick here, Lowry. I'll go after the Hornet.
Hey, what's been going on here? Come on, Leggett, spill it. Is the Hornet in with your racket?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you what Lowry's talking about, you rat. We got a tip you was coming here. You and your pal Johnstone. And Robertson's been paying you back a cut.
That's a lie. You can't prove anything.
He's right, Moran. These sizzlers must have destroyed whatever proof there was around the place.
Find anything, Ashford?
No, not a thing, son. The Hornet's gone. There was nothing in the alley at all.
Hey, wait a minute. Look at this book.
Book?
Here on the table.
Oh, that's nothing. It's just my account.
Holy mackerel, this is the worst. These are your accounts, all right, Robertson. It tells just how much you kicked back to these rats on the food you sold General Hospital.
What? No, that's impossible. The Hornet took the book. This is
the Hornet took the wrong one.
Silver and snitch.
You mean we got all the evidence, Logan?
Plenty, expert.
Robertson, you can't
imagine. You shut up, Leggett. You're heading for the cooler, all of you. Include your pal on the floor.
Come on, you.
Give me that book, Lowry. That police evidence.
Sure, I'll give it to you, Moran. After the Sentinel uses it on the front page.
You can throw away that book now, Kato. By this time, the police have the other one. Did you disguise your voice when you called headquarters and gave them the tip that sent them to Robertson?
Yes, sir.
You had the black beauty waiting in the alley as we planned. Just be sure we don't meet any policemen on the way home.
Yes, Miss Fitz. I watch.
It's a good thing Robertson was scared stiff, Kato. Otherwise, he might have noticed I deliberately threw the wrong account book into the alley. But it's too late for that now. Much too late.